Germany real estate headlines. Delaware property records search. Owners, deeds, and permit data in one place. Delaware Property Checker highlights a Delaware property records search tool that helps users check records, find owner information, and search permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. For Delaware real estate professionals, this can streamline due diligence and transaction preparation by centralizing key property, tax, and lien-related research. Use the Delaware Property Records search page before key decisions to review owner, permit, and lien or deed details quickly. Germany real estate headlines. DE, Delaware County Assessor's Office, shares property records and tax exemption resources. The Delaware County Assessor's Office page for Lorena Ellis Cook provides links to property assessment records, property tax exemption information, and assessor contact details, while noting a new property record search at myassessor.org. For real estate professionals in DE, this central site supports faster property due diligence by simplifying access to assessment and exemption references tied to local transactions. Use the page for local assessment and exemption data and contact the assessor's office directly as needed for updates. Germany real estate headlines. Delaware Realtor Commission update. What selling homes may cost in 2026. The article explains what Delaware sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission when selling a home and highlights ways to reduce those commission costs. For real estate professionals in DE, this gives practical context for fee discussions and helps align seller expectations with realistic net proceeds during listings. Use the findings to review listing pricing conversations and present commission options clearly to your DE clients. Germany real estate headlines. Delaware real estate commission rate. What realtors should expect. This HomeLight guide explains the average Delaware real estate commission rate, including how much Delaware sellers may pay a realtor when listing a home, and shares tips to help retain more proceeds. For Delaware real estate professionals, knowing the local commission baseline improves client expectation setting, pricing strategy, and transparent net proceeds conversations. Use the source page as a scriptable reference with DE clients so you can frame seller costs and commission strategy before they sign a listing. Germany real estate headlines. Delaware Realtor Commission's 2026 survey shows 5.66% average. A February 2026 survey in Delaware found the average real estate commission is 5.66%, which is slightly below the national average of 5.70%. This gives Delaware real estate professionals a current reference point for pricing discussions and commission positioning within the local market. Use the Delaware benchmark at listwithclever.com/average-realestate-commission/Delaware/ when updating your commission strategy. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of DE cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most DE jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set. Typically, condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.